Comrades, most warm and fraternal greetings from your fellow activists in Ndolo Military Prison in Kinshasa. As you are aware, we continue to be held in military detention without trial for 4 years now. While we are chained in here, we know that the heavy yoke of despotism weighs you down out there. Yet we must all trudge on and bow, knowing that our resilience will ultimately smash tyranny's instruments of repression. Friends, Uganda is at a painful but defining moment in its history. This is the time when the old and decadent system is desperately fighting for its life and the new is struggling to be born. This has made the regime more dangerous but more vulnerable. The frenzied tempo of repression that we are witnessing today is the climax that precedes the fading soundtrack of tyranny's final retreat and defeat. Though the system is negotiating its final bend, the tyrant is in a state of denial. He is high on power, that potent that makes rulers stagger and slough. The move to create a presidential monarchy is testimony to this. Museveni cannot imagine himself out of power. Governing has become his way of life and the pursuit of power a pathological deformity. To paraphrase Tolstoy, dominating others is a pleasure, a habit, and a necessity to him. He is blind to the contradictions punctuating his rule that survives on patronage, corruption, and a brutal Aurelian police force that has become a mafia outfit in the strictest sense of the word. He has usurped our sovereignty and presided over the genocidal destruction of state institutions. This is a recipe for a failed state if we do not arrest the situation immediately. The wave of Tubaremese therefore gives us an opportunity to deal a death blow to the system, to give Napoleon his water. We must charge forward with even greater resolve to defeat the despot. This calls for meticulous organization, bold, defiant civil activism, and any other means necessary to annihilate the constitutional delinquent. To achieve this, all progressive forces must display a principled unity of purpose. Let our cause and suffering be the glue that holds us together. Our mission is clear. We struggle to reclaim our sovereignty. We fight to have full authority in making decisions that affect us as a nation. This mission should motivate us to unite. Differences of opinion on how to get rid of the despot and who takes credit for which achievement should not divide us. While we fight amongst ourselves, mothers continue dying, giving birth. Kids continue getting a Bantustan education. Citizens continue starving, and the despot continues to steal, kill, and destroy. We would wish to make an impassioned plea to those that still believe in the power of persuasion and diplomatic niceties in dealing with the despot. Dear friend, know that tyranny is never fondled out of power. It is forced out. It is never kissed out of power. It is kicked out. Dictators are never smiled out of power. They are smoked out. And they are never convinced to relinquish power. They are compelled out of power. The longer we take to realize this, the more we subject the nation to prolonged and unwarranted suffering. Merely condemning in the strongest terms possible the despot's dastardly acts without taking active measures of storming the Bastille will not help us win our freedom. Fellow youth, do not wait to light the world when age has turned the revolutionary flame in you to ash. Now is the time to take your place on the stage and shape your destiny. The generals tormenting us today were not born with two umbilical cords. They also once waited their mother's laps. However, they avoided the easy route and took hard choices in life. Today we are all struck by them. You too can be all you want to be if you dream big, act bold, and not give up. The future begins today, and it is in your hands. The downtrodden, let us resolve to liberate ourselves by all means necessary. We must realize that we do not have the luxury of choosing between fashionable and unfashionable means of winning our freedom. We shall not win our freedom by catwalking on the political fashion stage. We should not be choosing on the means of liberating ourselves. Whether the mosquito is sprayed or slapped is immaterial. All we care about is whether it is dead or not. He who is already down does not fear to fall. In Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa took the so-called old-fashioned route and got rid of Mugabe. The catwalkers in Zimbabwe are still in the spectator stands. We are waltzing on the modern stage and still stuck with Mugabe. To the tyrant, we say, know that though our souls are battered, we are not broken. The scars you have inflicted on our hearts are the indelible seal of our freedom's price. Gloom will give way to gladness when we surmount freedom's obstacle course. But you have nothing to fear, for you will reap the justice you deserve when your kingdom falls. Comrades, we pledge that even from behind bars, we will continue struggling because there is no prison that can jail our reason. We have composed songs as our humble contribution to the gallant efforts that you are making out there. We choose to be active participants even though we are thousands of miles away and surrounded by high walls, watchtowers, and machine guns. We remain positive because we know that we are not alone. We can feel the millions of downtrodden hearts in fraternal unison pulsing with ours. And above all, we know that the hardships that we are going through are surely not in vain. What was unthinkable yesterday is clearly possible today. Tomorrow, it will be inevitable. Like Mugabe, Mobutu, and all other despots, Museveni will go whimpering with no ear-blasting thunderclaps and flying cannonballs. He too will be found hiding in a mall hall. He too will sweat plasma like Bagbo and plead for his life like Gaddafi, the king of kings. This message is from your fellow activists detained in Ndolo military prison, Kinshasa. We hope that you find our songs inspiring and enjoyable. The struggle has just begun. La lucha continua.